One of the many uses for AI art is making Zoom backgrounds, just like I've done here. And I placed my little credit, Midjourney image by George Cal there. So I want to give you my template. And my template, I'm going to keep adding as I create more Zoom backgrounds. I'm just going to keep adding to my template. So you can actually click on the link below, and that will bring you to a Canva template. And you click on Use Template. It will hereby create for you, duplicate what I have at this time. Right now, I've only made a few, but in the future, if you watch this several months later and click on that button again, it'll create a lot more because I will keep adding to this. And what you can do once you get here is you can click on an image, right? You can click on it. You could basically click on an image. You can click delete, press the delete on your keyboard. So it clears it. And you can upload your own AI generated backgrounds. So I don't know. I'm just going to randomly choose one. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I'm going to click on choose randomly, choose this one. And then you click and drag the corners. Remember, if you use whatever AI tool you use, you might want to change the aspect ratio to 16 by 9, 16:9. And then there it is. And then you can click on the credit thing here. You can even click and drag, move it around if it's a little clearer to read here. And then change my name to your name, right? change my name to your name. Jane Doe. Okay. And or if you want to give me credit, you could just use my images and it'll have my name on it, right? When you're done with it, click on share on the top right and then click download. And something I just realized today, I can't believe it took me years of using Canva to realize this. It's a good idea to change it to at least double the size or even triple the size for it to show up more clear on the Zoom background. I've noticed that if I go with the original setting, which is size one, right? Size one, the words are kind of fuzzy, and the image itself is a little bit fuzzy. So consider making a larger size, and then downloading it. And you could select which pages you want to download, or download all five pages. Deselect everything, and then just download specific pages if you want to. And then click download, and then you could go to Zoom and select next to, when you're in Zoom, notice that there is a stop video thing. Start a meeting with yourself, right? Go to this next to the stop video button. There is a little drop up menu. Click on menu, and then you can choose virtual background, and then click on the plus button to load the images from your computer. So have fun with your Zoom backgrounds. I look forward to seeing it whenever we meet. And if you create particular ones that you just absolutely love, you can go and share them with us, attach them as in your comments below. Thanks.